The Common Soldier statue in Floyd stands at parade rest, hands holding a musket, the words Bull Run and Manassas carved in granite at the base. Statues like it began dotting the landscape around the turn of the century, well after the Civil War ended. Now, the killing of George Floyd and the events that followed has people interested in this history, like Floydtown resident Karen Baker.
I was a trial lawyer and then a judge, and I'm used to doing research. And the more research I did, I was just amazed at what this statue represents.
Baker has been writing about the statue. She says they were put there with a purpose, a symbol for a kind of back to the future for the South.
At the end of the 19th century, when the white elite of the South was trying to regain political power, that's where this statue comes in.
And the common soldier statues silently held their ground, sending a message to African Americans.
They put these on the courthouse lawns because it was a signal. You know, we're back. It was not an accident. Because the symbol was about who has access and who doesn't. The courthouse is supposed to be about equal access under the law. You know, that each person comes to the courthouse equal in their petition. But it really said, it's us, we're white, and it belongs to us, not you.
The Common Soldier Statue Proliferation Project was paid for by the United Daughters of the Confederacy.
The United Daughters of the Confederacy, formed in 1894, were a political organization committed to the rise of the Old South. There was a problem, though, because the Old South meant slavery.
Today on its website, the United Daughters of the Confederacy say Confederate soldier statues should remain in place for their role in history. We reached out to the organization for further comment and did not get a reply. On the site is a call to, quote, join us in denouncing hate groups. But in this newest moment for racial equality, the time for compromise appears to have passed for people like Baker.
There are two petitions being circulated, one to keep the statue and one to get rid of it.
Baker stands strongly with the latter, testifying before governing bodies in Floyd and participating in vigils like the recent action called Floyd for Floyd. This story reflects only one person's opinion, Baker's, and she has a very personal take on what she thinks should happen to the Confederate soldier statue in Floyd.
I think it's white people's issue, more than black people's issues, because we're the ones who let it happen.
Baker, who is white, believes it's up to people who agree with her point of view to become more active in removing Confederate monuments, like the one in Floyd, and their silent symbolism with them.
We're the ones who did this. We're the ones who raised these statues and engaged in this propaganda. So it should be us that says no more, and not have the victims have to come and beg. That's what I think.
The number of signatures on those petitions is said to be about even. But now, for the first time, communities in Virginia can make their own decisions regarding the monuments. Do they stay or do they go? For decades, it was illegal to take down a Confederate statue in Virginia, but a new law that went into effect in July changes that, leaving these decisions to municipalities. Statues can be removed, but not destroyed. In Floyd, the Board of Supervisors will ultimately make the decision. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.